it's an easy source of money, of gaining money, because any sort of scrap, it's very difficult to identify. Once the outer layer, especially with the BT cable or any of the other cable, once the outer layers have been burnt off, it's then very difficult to identify it as belonging to somebody else. So it's going into the scrapyards, and the scrapyards were accepting it as scrap. And what we're now saying to them, and we're working with them to say, it might well be scrap, however, it is stolen property. So even though you've got it and the outer casing's been burnt off, that still is classed as stolen property. So it's to highlight it with them as well, to say, you will not accept stolen property and we will come and visit you. We'll either come and visit you in uniform with the Safer Neighbourhood teams, or we will come and visit you with undercover officers. And we will look to see whether you are willing to take stolen scrap metal without asking the appropriate questions.
Do you think in the past people were maybe a little bit more blasé about it because they didn't really think there was a victim? They didn't really think it sort of impacted on anybody?
I think so. And I think it was always classed as victimless, but when you look into it deeply and you find that actually a lot of the metal stolen, especially the overhead cables, the damage that they were causing, the risk to life for the people who were stealing it, but also for the people left behind with live cables just left bare, this roofs being targeted for the churches, the heritage. We're having loads of slate taken. And again, that costs millions of pounds of damage. And a lot of the churches spend sort of hundreds of years trying to build up their churches just to have them pillaged overnight, which obviously causes a lot of stress to the victims.